You are not what the devil says you are. You are not what people think you are. You are what God says you are. You can do what God says you can do. Come on, I want you to say after me, say, I'm not a failure.
I'm not a failure.
Say it again, I'm not a loser. Now, I want you to confess with your mouth that from now, I command every attack of the enemy in my life, physically, spiritually, mentally, to come out. I am a victor.
I am a winner.
In Jesus' name. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, but I just want to remind you about the Holy Spirit. Just for less than 5 minutes, let's just open this scripture. In the book of Matthew 3 verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. John, he says, I baptize you with water. When I baptize you with water, it's for repentance. Now, so water is for repentance. But there is something that's going to happen on you. Someone is coming by the name Jesus. He will baptize you with what? Come on, I want to hear you. Say louder. Now when you read the scripture, when you hear the word fire, we all hear and know fire as a consuming fire. But why is the scripture saying Jesus will baptize you with not just the Holy Spirit, but this Holy Spirit will bring fire? I want you to tell your neighbor, are you on fire? Do you know what makes people to have problems where they say, I don't know, sometimes I want to pray and sometimes I feel lazy and sometimes, you know, when I want to fast, I'm weak in the fasting, or spiritually I feel like I'm behind. Do you know what makes people have that? You may have the Holy Spirit, but we are talking about the Holy Ghost and fire. And most of you here, you have just the Holy Spirit in you. When the Holy Ghost brings fire on you, it is what makes you go into prayer. I want you to tell your neighbor right now, ask him, how is your prayer life? I just ask them. Ask them again, how is your fasting life? Only when they're in trouble, right? What makes a person? It is the fire. Fire will make you jump. Listen, I always pray that I remain on fire. It is the fire in me that will make me pray. When I go on my knees, when I'm praying in my room, when I'm praying, it's because I have the fire of God in me. Somebody say, I have the fire of God in me. No, I can't hear you. Say louder. Say, I have the fire of God in me. Say louder. Say, I have the fire. The scripture says, when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, I think we dealt with this already in John chapter 14, and again chapter 16. When he, the Spirit, comes, he shall abide with you. I want to check in the book of Mark, the scripture says, I came to kindle fire on earth. And how I wish it was already kindled. There is something that happens when you're on fire. The Bible says, I had a word in me. And I was not saying this word. And because I was not saying it, it became like fire burning in my bones until I spoke it. When you're on fire, you will not be in the comfortable zone the way some of you are. Fire will make you fast. Fire will make you pray. Fire will make you put your alarm on your phone. Midnight, I'm waking up for prayer. Fire will make you have a relationship with God. Fire will make you avoid the things that you're supposed to avoid. It burns up in your bones. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? So when you have the Holy Ghost, it is not enough. You need to know that he has an element of fire. Where this fire, because most people think, I have the Holy Spirit. No, we also see the element of fire. Is the fire burning? But the scripture says, quench not the Spirit. In other words, this is an idiom which symbolically means that the Holy Spirit is a fire. You can only quench fire. Now the Bible says, quench not the Spirit. Now some of you have the Spirit in you. He is telling you now, say, pray tomorrow, be in prayer. And you tell yourself, I'm not praying tomorrow. Have a moment with your Bible. We have people who hold their Bible. They hold their Bible. And they begin to read it. After 2 minutes, they are thinking other things. You need the fire. Am I talking to somebody here? Why don't you do that when you are on your TikTok? You alone. People are running crazy these days, I'm telling you. Can you imagine you're laughing, you're alone? And the world is becoming what the scripture has said. That time is coming when there'll be no affection. You'll see a couple in the same house, 1 hour. They're not even chatting. Everybody's busy. Everyone is busy on social media. Really? So everybody, everyone now socializes on social media than they would with their partner, and they would with their children, or they would with their family. Can you make jokes and laugh with your wife? Just laughing with the TikTok, ha ha ha. Please be a TikTok to each other. This silence is guilty conscious. People on Facebook, throughout on Facebook, on Instagram, Reels. I'm not saying you shouldn't be. No, but at least, you know what I mean? You see that social media has removed people from God, from Christ, period. People are no longer on Jesus. People are no longer on fire because they spend their time so much on social media. Some of you, your phones keep on breaking, getting problems. Some of these things, it's not a demonic attack, it's God himself. God is calling you. Can you come to your room and we speak? As I'm talking now, there's a clock on your screen. Just go and talk with the Father in your bedroom. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is missing you. He wants that moment, that relationship with you. He wants you on your knees. He wants you on your Bible. He wants you on fire. The Holy Ghost is missing that intimacy. Am I speaking to somebody right here? It's like now, it's a transactional relationship with God. Only when you are in trouble. Hey, the Bible says, oh, Sharakababa, Isaiah 54. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, God of Zion, God of Jerusalem, God of Major One, which Major One? Be on fire. Keep the fire burning. Come on, tell your neighbor, keep the fire burning. It's not a transaction. It's a relationship with Yahweh. Listen, you need the fire of God in you. You need the relationship with God. That's the only thing I always pray for my life. I always pray, God, help me to always remain on fire. Am I talking to somebody right here? You know, when God spoke about women, that they must be called women on fire. It's not just a talk. You must remain in the fire. Am I talking to somebody? Now, I want you to hear this. Say, I need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, so unfortunately, it is not that you do those things deliberately. That you don't want to pray. No, your spirit is willing. Your heart is willing. The only thing that was not there was the fire. When the fire comes upon you, you will not even have to say, I think I must pray. Fire will send you to pray. That's why the Bible says he will baptize you, not only with the Holy Spirit. There is fire baptism. You can be baptized with the Holy Ghost, but not with the fire. When you are baptized with the fire, now the Holy Ghost starts burning on you. The Holy Ghost begin to burn. You're going to pray for your relationship with the Holy Spirit. We're in this month where we want us to completely, the Holy Spirit to have his way through us. So you will pray where you are at a personal level in the Holy Ghost, that you'll be filled up, you'll be baptized in the fire. I want you to say, I'm tired of the level where I am. I'm tired how I am operating. May the Holy Ghost baptize me with the fire. Wherever you are, raise up your hands, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Just begin to pray.